Hey friends, I'm Catherine Schaefer. Welcome back to Unpolished But Cold, episode 12. Obedience isn't legalism, it's just what love looks like. This is where we open our Bibles and our eyes and sometimes our big old mouths and ask the uncomfortable questions no one wants to say out loud in church foyers. Like, is it legalism to stop sinning? Or am I being too religious if I obey God? Today's episode isn't for the spiritually sleepy. It's not for the easily offended. This one is for the Christian who's tired of the watered-down gospel that promises heaven but never talks about holiness. It's for the believer who's been told, you're enough, so many times that they've stopped asking if they're even obedient. So let's go there. All the way there. You ever notice how people get real twitchy when you bring up obedience? It's like saying tax audit or colonoscopy in a crowded room. Everybody clenches up, Christians especially. We've got a whole generation raised on grace, not works, who now panic at the idea that God might actually expect something from them. You mention obedience, and suddenly folks are grabbing their theological pitchforks. That's legalism. That's performance-based faith. Jesus paid it all. Why are you acting like I owe him something? Look, I get it. I'm a new Christian. I've been in the pew less than 2 years, and I still forget where half the books of the Bible are. I've wrestled with this myself, especially as someone who came out of a whole life of doing whatever I wanted and calling it freedom. And then meeting Jesus and realizing he didn't just save me from sin, he saved me to something else, something harder, something holy. And no one told me this part. No one told me that grace isn't the end of the story. It's the beginning of it. That grace gets you in the door, yes, but obedience is how you walk through the house. So let's be real. The modern church has a branding problem. We've spent the last 20 years trying to make Christianity more palatable to the world. Watered it down, softened the edges, put up LED lights, and started calling sin mistakes. We traded in our pulpits for TED Talks and our altars for coffee bars. And in doing so, we created an entire generation of believers who think conviction is a trauma response. We don't want to offend anyone with holiness. We don't want to talk about dying to self. We don't want to call sin what it is because what is if they don't come back next Sunday? So now we've got Christians who've been in church for 20 years and are still wrestling with the same sin cycles they had on day one. We've got folks who've memorized the words, he loves me, but can't quote anything about, if you love me, keep my commandments. We shout about freedom, but we're still slaves. Slaves to our temper, our lust, our secret scrolling habits, and our passive-aggressive group chats, and our jealous little souls. We wear the name of Christ, but live like we've never met him. Why? Because obedience became a dirty word. Here's what no one tells you about holiness. It's not restrictive. It's protective. Obedience isn't God trying to control you. It's him trying to guard you. You think he said, flee fornication because he's a cosmic killjoy? You think he told you to forgive your enemies because he's trying to make your life miserable? No. He said it because he loves you. And because he knows what bitterness does to the human soul. He knows the way sin eats you from the inside out. He knows what porn does to a marriage, what gossip does to a church, what pride does to a leader. He's not withholding joy from you. He's preserving it. But here's the kicker, and this is where the room gets quiet. There's no such thing as loving God while living in willful rebellion. That's not a spicy opinion. That's the word of God. Jesus didn't say, "If you love me, sing louder." He said, "If you love me, keep my commandments." John 14, verse 15. This isn't about legalism. Legalism says, "I obey to earn his love." Obedience says, "I obey because I already have it." Big difference. Legalism tries to barter with God. Obedience kneels. Legalism hopes it's enough. Obedience knows he is. I know what some of y'all are thinking right now. But Catherine, aren't we under grace? Yes, 100%. Grace is the foundation. But grace isn't a free pass to sin. It's power not to. Romans 6, verse 1 to 2 says it plain. What shall we say then? Shall we continue in sin that grace may abound? God forbid. Listen, if your version of grace makes you comfortable and compromise, you don't understand grace. You understand permission. And God didn't die to give you permission. He died to give you power. Let's have a grown-up gospel conversation here. When you claim the name of Christ, you don't just get his blessings, you get his standard. You don't just get heaven, you get a cross. And the Christian life? It's not a vibe. It's not aesthetic. It's not inspirational quotes on your story. It's surrender. It's laying down your right to be right. It's waking up every morning and choosing to crucify your flesh again, even when it screams. It's saying no to what you want because you want him more. It's deleting the number. It's logging out. It's apologizing first. It's closing your mouth when you want to drag someone's reputation through the dirt because you've been forgiven too much to be petty. Obedience isn't easy, but it's worth it. We've made idols out of feelings. If it doesn't feel right, it's not God. If it feels restrictive, it's religion. If I feel peace, then it must be his will. Let me tell you something. You can feel peace walking straight into sin if your conscience has been numbed long enough. Feelings are real, but they're not reliable. The Holy Spirit doesn't always feel warm and fuzzy. Sometimes he feels like conviction, like discomfort, like, I know this is going to cost me something, but I can't ignore him anymore. That's the kind of obedience that changes things. Let me bring it in close. If your Christianity hasn't changed your behavior, it hasn't changed your heart. Don't get me wrong. Sanctification is a process. We all stumble. I mess up daily. Grace is real. And it's enough. But at some point, we've got to stop calling disobedience struggle and start calling it what it is, sin. You're not struggling with gossip if you're still sharing it like juicy news. You're not struggling with lust if you're still scrolling after midnight with no accountability. You're not struggling with bitterness if you've renamed it boundaries just to justify your grudge. The Holy Spirit doesn't just comfort. He convicts. If you've been saved for years but haven't submitted your will, I love you, but you need to check who's really Lord in your life. The church doesn't need more relatable Christians. We need more repentant ones. Ones who say, I'm not perfect, but I'm done using that as an excuse to stay in sin. Ones who don't just raise their hands in worship, but lift their lives in surrender. Ones who don't just post scriptures in their bios, but actually live them in private. I don't want to be known for being authentic if my authenticity is just an excuse for disobedience. I want to be known as someone who has repented. You can't be filled with the Spirit and full of yourself at the same time. At some point, something's got to go. And Jesus is not the sidekick to your story. He's not the backseat driver while you live your best life. He's the King. And he doesn't share thrones. So, here's the raw truth, friend. If you love him, obey him. Not perfectly, not performatively, but persistently, daily, quietly, even when no one else sees. Even when you mess up, get back up and try again. Because that's what love looks like. Not just a song, not just a verse, but a life. So if this one hit a nerve, good. Sometimes conviction is the most loving thing God can give us. Not to shame us, but to change us. To call us higher. To remind us that holiness isn't about performance. It's about posture. About loving him enough to lay it all down. And if that's you today, if you're tired of casual Christianity, if you're ready to stop calling apathy grace and start living set apart, I see you. I'm right there with you. Let's be the ones who don't just talk about Jesus. Let's look like him, even when it costs, even when it's quiet, even when no one claps. Because at the end of the day, it's not about perfection. It's about obedience. See you next time.